that's about my biggest achievement. The notices, Roger has asked me to remind you that the coffee's not on Wednesday, although there is a sign been coming up that it is, because Jean and Roger are away and they are the coffee makers. So there's no coffee on Wednesday. We have the other thing, I don't know if you've noticed, our community garden's looking a bit more like a garden. All the hard standing's been done, and our picnic benches outside now have slabs underneath them, so we're progressing. Now, we've got a special service this morning, and we're welcoming Gabriel from Christians Against Poverty, which will be, I think, known as CAP from now on, from the rest of the service, but that's what it stands for. And we're very pleased that he's been able to join us and tell us about some of the work that this organisation does. So now I just ask you to prepare yourself for this time of worship. Thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And as Noreen has said, welcome to worship on this, well, cold November morning, but the sun is shining, the fellowship is warm, and God is with us. So it's good that we can be together this morning and worship God. I think Gabriel was just fixing some of his things in the corridor, so I don't think he heard Noreen's welcome. So I'll welcome Gabriel Ojo, who's a volunteer speaker from CAP, Christians Against Poverty, who will be giving us a presentation and talk during our service. There is also the opportunity to give an offering to the work of CAP. There's a basket in the foyer, and there's also the card machine and some instructions about how to do that. But there will be a steward there if anybody wishes to give in that way. So let's have a few moments of quiet as we come before God this morning. Lord, we do not come as guests, but as members of your family. We do not come in fear, but with joy and thanksgiving. We do not come alone, but with all your people of every age and in every place. Lord, we come as your family, for you are our Heavenly Father, and Christ is our brother, our Saviour and Lord. Amen. And we begin with our first hymn this morning, which is At the Name of Jesus.
Jesus, every knee shall
And so let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. And to the words, Lord of all, would you respond, hear our prayer. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Almighty and all-loving God, in awe and reverence we come to worship you, to proclaim your greatness, to acknowledge your power, to recognize your sovereignty, to declare your goodness. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Compassionate and caring God, with grateful hearts we come to praise you, for your love that constantly surrounds us, for all the blessings of our lives, for the wonder of our world, for the hope of our faith in Christ. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Merciful and forgiving God, in sorrow and shame, we come before you to confess our unworthiness of your goodness, to confess we have not loved you or one another as we should, to confess we have failed to appreciate your many gifts and broken your commandments. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Living and life-giving God, in faith and trust we come to petition you, to pray for ourselves, for one another and for our world, to bring the concerns of daily life before you, to lift our loved ones into your presence, to commit the affairs of our world into your hands. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Lord of all, we offer you this time of worship, our praise, our thanksgiving, our confession, our petition. Lord of all, hear our prayer. Respond to us, we pray. Touch our hearts with your living presence and fill our lives with your grace, so that our love for you may grow, our faith be deepened, and our service strengthened. Lord of all, hear our prayer in the name of Christ. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. Generous and loving God, we know that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. This morning and over the internet, we have brought tokens of our monetary wealth. We pray, Lord, that you will accept those. Those offered for this church, we pray that you will use those in this place and in this community to further your kingdom. And those that are offered for the work of CAP, we pray that you will bless that organisation, those who work in it, and the clients of it, that the gifts that we offer will bring real change and hope to many people. And with these monetary gifts, we offer our lives as a living sacrifice to you. We pray, accept all, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And now Alison will bring to us our reading from Holy Scripture this morning.
A reading from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 16 to 21. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and reinforcements together, and they lay there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Alison. And now I hand over to Gabriel to lead us.
Good morning, church.
Good morning. Looking back on it, it's actually quite frightening.
It's not time for the video yet.
Oh God, it frightens easily, but that, looking back on it, it is actually quite frightening. Have you got to that point?
Right, thank you. If I were to ask us a question, where are we coming from? Where are we? How did we get here? And where are we going next? Things happen in life. Yes. We may say, but I don't have control over that. But I can't do anything. From lament to hope. Before I was born, in 1939 to be precise, at the start of the World War II, the Ministry of Information designed a poster then with a popular slogan, "Keep calm and all together." It may resonate with some veterans among you all. But the poster slogan it carried are timeless, possibly more popular now than it was then. The catchy slogan was a national call to press on. Despite the impending threat of war on our country. But it also epitomizes British stoicism and having a stiff upper lip. Maybe you've come across it somewhere. I've seen it somewhere at the supermarket with somebody well-dressed in uniform. Your country needs you. Have you? At other times you see or hear, be calm, keep calm, and carry on. Anyone you've seen somewhere or heard of? Keep calm, and let's come up with someone, some other ones. Keep calm and
pray.
Keep calm and pray, yes. Any other one? There are so many. Keep calm and stay strong. Keep calm and stay positive. One other one says, keep calm and laugh on. We are encouraged to press on, soldier through adversity, and not let our emotions interfere. Now, don't get me wrong. Perseverance and resilience are essential qualities that we need in life. But if this feels like the only acceptable way to feel in response to difficulties, then what do we do in times of anguish? How do we respond when our hearts are hurting? How do we act in times of pain with feelings of injustice? How do we respond when the cost of living is a concern? How do we respond when decision has to be made between heating your house and putting food on the table? How do we respond? What if there's a different way to respond when our hearts are aching? Today, we're going to explore God's way, which is to lament. Lament is unfamiliar to many today, but it's an important response to pains and injustice we experience in life. It is the heartfelt and passionate cry of a hurting soul. Lament can even be unfamiliar in the church. We regularly encourage others with verses such as, "Rejoice in the Lord always," and again I say, rejoice. But we really exhort one another with the words of Micah, from Micah 2:4, which says, "Lament with a doleful lamentation, saying, we are utterly ruined." Looking at the situation of our country today, how do we feel? Many of our elderly ones will say, "It's not like this in my day." It's not uncommon to see praise and thanksgiving service. If this were to be a praise and thanksgiving service, I want to believe this place would not be enough to contain people. But when was the last time we saw a sorrow and grief service? And of course, that would deplete the numbers some more. The indirect message is, embrace joy and avoid sorrow. But does this type of thinking mean missing out on something that is vital to our Christian faith? What if we are supposed to embrace sorrow as well as joy? Because in life, challenges will come. The unexpected will happen. But does that mean that's the end of life? No. The Bible gives us examples of and permission to lament. If you look at the Bible, you will see people allow themselves to be moved. Jesus wept. The psalmist cried out, and the prophets lamented. One of the prophets, Jeremiah to be precise, was in fact known as the weeping prophet, because he expressed concern for the country. He expressed concern for the land. He was a prophet who spent most of his time calling on God's people, the nation of Israel, to repent and live the life they were called to live in relationship with God. They didn't listen and were eventually captured by the Babylonians. Jeremiah saw his people with their freedom taken away, living outside of a relationship with God, and it broke his heart. He was moved to write a whole book of lamentation about what he saw and how he felt. What are we seeing today in our country, and how do we feel? Here is a flavor of the book of Lamentation. Lamentations 2:11. "My eyes fail from weeping. I am in torment within. My heart is poured out on the ground because my people are destroyed." Jeremiah didn't bottle up his feelings or maintain a stiff upper lip at the situation around him. Instead, he cried to God. Lament isn't complicated. Lamenting is simply putting words to how we feel, to state the circumstances around us and honestly bring our pain before God. UK poverty is a reason for us to lament. There are many things in life that move us, many things that bring about feelings of despair and cause our hearts to ache. War, bereavement, disaster, and injustice, for example. Russia and Ukraine is still fresh in our memories. How many innocent lives have been destroyed? This year, we are experiencing the highest rate of inflation for decades. And things are getting more difficult for those living in poverty. With the Food Foundation reporting that 7 million adults missed meals in April 2022 due to the rising costs. The energy car price means fuel bills are becoming unaffordable for many. According to Joseph Rowntree Foundation, at the end of 2021, 3.8 million people on the lowest incomes had fallen behind in paying their bills. Right now across the UK, and right here in your community, there are people living in the middle of the very real poverty. Neighbors with empty cupboards, fridges and stomachs. A father unable to heat his cold and damp home. A mother for whom basic sanitary products are out of reach. A lady once told us at CAP, she was at her wit's end when she has to choose between heating the house and feeding her dog. Are there no occasions we have to make decisions like that? What do we do? It's difficult to hear these statistics, and even more difficult to know that these numbers are made up of lives and individuals made and loved by God. This is a reason to lament. At CAP, we want to stand alongside the church, Pointing Methodist Church, to lament with those living in poverty and facing the ever-worsening cost of living crisis. In a little while, I would like to invite you to join me to take time to lament and hold the pain of those in poverty before God. However, God's purpose for lament is that it doesn't leave us in a place of darkness, because it is in the midst of lament that we find hope. Listen to Jeremiah's words in the midst of his lament, which is Lamentations chapter 3, verses 19 to 23. I remember my afflictions and my wandering, the bitterness and the gall. I well remember them, and my soul is downcast within me. Yet, these I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Just along with what was read from Isaiah, in the midst of the challenges, God will make a way. But we need to believe him. In the middle of Jeremiah's lament for his country, he was confronted with the compassion, love, and hope of God. What a wonderful example of lament leading to new hope and a new song. At CAP, we have the privilege of partnering with local churches like yours, who meet people in the middle of the crisis, living in poverty, and as these churches journey with them, they bring hope to God. Hope of God to the people. One of those people is a man named Seed. Seed has kindly shared his story and his journey from lament to hope.
Looking back on it, it's actually quite frightening. And I'm not a guy that frightens easily, but that, looking back on it, it is actually quite frightening that he got to that point. My name's Sid, I'm 58 years old. In my younger life, I was well into sport, cricket, rugby, boxing. Used to get paid for playing cricket and rugby. Actually playing cricket with Ian Botham, Graham Hick, Tom Moody, virtually half the England side were Worcester at that time. I seriously injured myself, which meant that my sporting career was not over, but it would never be professional as I wanted it to be. I actually had an accident at work. something fell on my head, and they took me up and gave me an x-ray. And this lovely little chap came through and he said, oh, we found something that's not there, not supposed to be there. And I went, oh, you mean a brain? And he said, no, you've got a tumour. And I said, no, I'm indestructible, me, I don't get things like that. Can't happen to me. Brain tumour was operated on April 2015. Pretty much a year later, was diagnosed with Crohn's, which is a quite a nasty stomach disorder. Admitted to hospital, and just before I was admitted to hospital, my mother passed away, who I've been looking after for a few years, quite suddenly as well. It turned out I was suffering from a very severe depression because of what had been going on. And obviously during that time as well, I was getting into debt without actually knowing I was getting into debt. I was on some quite heavy duty medication and it just spiralled. So pretty much everybody you could owe money to, I owed money to. The nurse came into the room and she said, can I get you anything? I said, no, just shut the door and let me die. I'd had enough. The will to fight it had just gone. So they looked after me in hospital and fixed the broken bits again and got me up and running. And when I came out, someone referred me or said to me, if you've got problems, give these people a ring and gave me a card. And when I got home is when I made the phone call to Kat. I tried to collect everything that was relevant to what was going on, so letters and bills and all the correspondence. And everything was explained, which puts you so much at ease because you actually, for the first time, know what's going on. And then Andrew said to me, I'll give you some, he actually gave me a load of prepaid envelopes. If anything comes, send this off to Kat. And for the first time, think, crikey, there's a way out of this, you know. It was like a weight being lifted off my shoulders. Brilliant. That's when Andrew dropped the bombshell. Did you fancy coming to church on Sunday, he said. So I said, no, all right, no, that'd be nice, come along. And I turned up knowing two people, Andrew and Chris. When I left, 20 plus people, see you next week, see you, have a good week, see you next week. Oh, okay. Crikey. It's a bit different, isn't it? They're all very nice. That was 4 years ago, but maybe a bit longer. And apart from the times when I've been in hospital, I've not missed a Sunday. I see things totally differently now. My whole attitude is different now. I wake up every day, and every day is now a lovely day. Without Kat, Gary, Andrew, Chris, and the church, I actually would rather not think about where I would be now. It really has made that much of a difference to my life. It's that sense of belonging and the sense of friendship. To me, it is priceless.
Sometimes, when I watch video like this with somebody's life story, it makes me emotional. This is somebody's father. This is somebody's husband. This is somebody's uncle. This somebody's member of the family. And maybe Sid could be somebody down your street. Sid could be your next door neighbor. The fact that we are well dressed up does not mean things are not happening. Sid's story was a journey of lament to hope. A story which led to a new song. The journey he has been on, in many ways, reflects our vision at CAP and why CAP exists. At CAP, we have a vision to see transformed lives, thriving churches, and an end to UK poverty. Sid's life is a transformed one from a place of hopelessness as he battled depression. He said he couldn't imagine where he would be next. There are people, due to things in their lives, have taken their own lives. There was a case of someone, the moment the letters drop through the door, he runs up the stairs and hides under the bed. Because he believed the bailiffs have come for him again. He battled depression, physical illness, and death to a place of hope. He now has a new song to sing. He knew two people before he got into church. But over 20 people were waving him goodbye, see you next Sunday after the service. There is somebody in this community that can come into this place knowing one or two persons. And on his or her way going back out, will say, yes, I have a new family. He has a new song to sing, a future that is hopeful, and is passing that hope onto others. What an example to us of how God changes lives and opens doors to reach out and help others. If this story of Sid and his death resonates with you and your own circumstance or your neighbor. At a meeting on Thursday, somebody was actually saying he gave out a card about CAP to a family member who took it and just left it at home. But 8 years later, this person was in trouble financially and went and took that card and rang CAP. When she was sorted, she now rang the family member that gave her the card 8 years ago and said, thank you for the card you gave me 8 years ago. And the person had forgotten that he gave her the card 8 years ago. There's somebody's life you can touch today. There's somebody's life you can touch in your community today. So if that story resonates with you, I encourage you, don't put it off. You can call CAP on that toll-free number, 0800-328-0006. You can use it for yourself. You can use it for your neighbor. You can use it for somebody you may know. Sid was helped by a thriving local church like yours. His church partners with CAP to run a debt center, which is helping those being pulled under by the rising tide of debt. CAP provides a strong team of experts and accredited debt advisors who contact the creditors and provide ongoing budget advice to clients over the phone. All this happens while the church pays debt center manager and befriending team visit clients in their homes, usually at a moment of crisis, to journey alongside them on what is often a long road out of debt. Other churches run CAP, life skill groups, who teaches people on how to live an independent life, make things for themselves, or job club for those who are looking for job. There are many ways God calls us to reach out to people, to be his hands and feet on our streets. A thriving church that has people ready to answer the call. An end to UK poverty. Finally, C's story provides hope that UK poverty can end one life and one home at a time. But it also reminds us that there is more to be done. We are passionate at bringing about a place where destitution and poverty don't exist. A place where more people currently living in poverty can find their new song, a song of hope. Your church can be part of this. You can be part of this. In fact, CAP needs you. And you can make a response today in any way possible. £11.50 a month will go a long way to help one life at a time. If you can do more, £50 a month, you become a life partner with CAP who will be sent information on a regular basis, even from our founder, John Kirkby, who was awarded OBE 2 years ago by the Queen, by the late Queen. And when he came to announce to CAP at head office, he said, "I've got an OBE, I'm an ordinary Bradford employee." At this time, what are we going to do? We cannot close our eyes as a church because we are the light to our community. One life, one home at a time. Just before I pray, think to yourself, what can we do? What can I do? God, what would you have me do? I'll be at the back at the end of the service. And for each form completed, I'll give out this book, Nevertheless, which is the compilation of the story of CAP, how it began in 1996. Joe Kirkby was down and out, but £10 from a church helped him back on his feet. He was divorced. He was left with 2 daughters. Because church gave him £10. Because church gave him a room. The story is different today. So you can see me at the end of the service. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together in your name. As we bring the power of collective prayer before you to lament for those suffering the rising cost of living, we ask for strength through the testing times ahead, and that we may keep our eyes open to those who are struggling in our communities, moving our hearts into action to do your will. We ask that those who follow Jesus will bring about your kingdom through acts of love and compassion, and that the church will be bold and empowered to bring the endless love of Jesus to those in need. We pray that those tormented by doubt and worry may be guided by your light to courageously step forward and find solutions to their problems and begin their journey from lament to hope. I pray for this church that your grace will be upon them and you continually strengthen them to be a blessing to their community. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Gabriel, for that presentation. As you say, it was moving and emotional, and the way you spoke about from lament and that story of hope and the kingdom work that CAP is doing. So thank you for giving us that insight into the work. And I'm sure lots of people want to speak to you at the end of the service. Thinking about the kingdom work of CAP, we now sing together, Hear the Call of the Kingdom. And now Julie will bring to us our prayers of intercession. Thank you, Julie.
Let's pray. When I say, Lord of life, please respond. Listen to our prayer. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. Everlasting Father, we thank you that there's nowhere we can go that is beyond your presence. The Bible says that we should not give up the habit of meeting together, but should persevere in encouraging one another. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for Gabriel for coming to talk to us about the work against about the work of Christian against poverty. We also thank you for the life of Sid. Let it be that this talk and the life story and strengthen our faith in you. May we be filled with a desire to support, encourage one another in love and service to you. May your peace be in our hearts, grace be in our words, your love in our hands, and your joy be in our souls. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. Father God, it saddens our hearts to see the great suffering of your beloved children in the world. We bring to mind all those in our locality who find themselves in a hard place. We pray for those who suffer physically with illness. And we especially remember Carol. We also pray for Barbara, who just had an operation and now at home recovering. We also pray for those who have lost their loved ones. Lord, come, pour out your Holy Spirit, bring love, comfort, and healing to them. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. Lord, it disturbs us when we see world leaders embracing division instead of unity, pursuing wealth instead of justice, and concealing lies instead of speaking out the truth. Come, Lord, guide their thoughts and renew their minds. We pray that you would lay out new paths of righteousness and these troubled nations and lands. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. Father, it is upsetting to see the difference between rich and poor widening. We lift all those in poverty to you. Come, bring miracles of provisions, healing and restoration. Speak into our lives, so that we might play our part in changing the world. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. In silence, Lord, we bring to you the desires of our hearts. Lord of life, listen to our prayer. We pray for our church here in Poynton. Bless the activities that are happening in this building. Bless everyone who walks in here. May they encounter your presence and your love. Be with those who are leading the activities with a hope that your kingdom will be known. Lord of life, listen to your prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for ourselves in the face of life's uncertainties, hurts and disappointments. We ask that the assurance of Christ's presence, power and love may give us strength, joy, hope, love and faith. These we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Julie. And now we sing our final hymn together this morning. It is Teach Me to Dance, as we ask God to lead us forward in the ways that we can serve those in our community. And now a blessing. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine on us and be gracious to us. The Lord turn his face towards us and give us peace. And may the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with each one of us now and forevermore. Amen.